It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, I bet this place sells illegal fireworks. Just go in and act casual like you buy them all the time.
Hi, let me have one of those porno magazines. Large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. Make it two.
Follow me.
Any red-blooded flag-feeding American would love the M320. Celebrate the independence of your nation by blowing up a small part of it.
All right.
Gee, I don't know what you've got planned for tonight, but count me out. Didn't you...
Stand back while I celebrate freedom!
Y'all know me. Know how I earn a living. I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. It's bad fish. Not like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods. This shark, swallow you whole. Shaking, tenderizing, down you go. And we gotta do it quick. But it's not gonna be pleasant. I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll fine him for three, but I'll catch him and kill him for $10. And you gotta make up your minds. $10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Well, what else could have done that to that girl? Boat the belly?
Well, I think possibly, a boating.
That's
accident.
Not what you told accident. Me over the phone.
I was wrong. We'll have to amend our reports.
And you'll stand by
I'll
that?
I'll stand by you.
Martin, a summer girl goes swimming. Swims out a little far. She tires. Fishing boat comes along.
It's happened before.
I don't think you appreciate the gut reaction people have to these things.
Harry, I appreciate it. I'm just reacting to what I was told.
Martin, it's all psychological. You yell barracuda.
Everybody says,
huh?
What?
You yell shark. We've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank, with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
1, 2, 3. Yes, sir. Holiday weekend coming up. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is, what is the day?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. And Wednesday. I mean Wednesday, not Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday, July 2, 2008.
The 2nd of July. Yes. 2 days to the nation's birthday. Very exciting day here.
It is indeed.
For a patriot like yourself, I imagine you're all worked up.
Well, look what I'm wearing today. I'm wearing the
look
vest.
Look at that, the colors.
I got my, in memory of what WW2 veterans, a patch on here. Got the 9/11 patch here.
Right.
Got the 2008 Rolling Thunder patch here. I got your bicentennial. I got your
Rolling Thunder.
I got Rolling Thunder 4, Rolling Thunder. I got them all here on my biker vest, and I am feeling very patriotic today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is our phone number, 877-365-3636. Let me tell you about today's shoe.
Please.
Two big things happening on today's show. Number one, it is iPod Day. We are going to be playing our iPods. Everybody's got them. And listen to this. This song will tell it to y'all. Listen, it's all fun.
Let's have some fun with music.
That's right.
Music
sure.
Fun.
Music is fun.
Now,
do we have Joe's jingle? Let's hear Joe Ardinger's jingle. Yes, your iPod sucks. No, your iPod sucks. Right. Joe Ardinger in the band. What did he say? Yeah, well, I think your iPod sucks. Well, we can make a case for that one. Big finish. Yep.
Yeah.
That's Joe Ardinger in the band, and your iPod sucks today. Everybody is going to be playing their iPod. I'm talking about Rob, Buzz.
Right.
Joe Ardinger is going to be in here. And who else is there? One more regular coming in here
Katie.
Today? Katie's got, did she bring her iPod in today?
Yeah, it's like a museum piece.
Good.
Look at this.
Good. Oh, that look at that. Oh, that's an ancient iPod.
Unlike our music.
It's from the 70s.
God, it looks like a 60s heart monitor. What the hell is that
pacemaker
thing? I bet the boy, that iPod sucks to look at. Can't imagine what the music is.
Well, let's have some fun with music.
So, excuse me. There's a boy.
You've
there's
been doing
lunch.
That you for do that? A while.
No, I got this. I got like a. You know how you get a crick in your neck? Uh-huh. I've had for 3 weeks a crick in my back, right in my rib cage, right there. This isn't the debilitating back pain I had when I had back surgery in March. It seems like every day I talk about my maladies.
Yeah,
it's my life.
Well, how does this cause gas? That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, well, it's because I ate my jalapenos before the show, but. Not only are we going to have a Your iPod Sucks Day today, where we're going to be playing everybody's iPod, and you, the listener. There we go. That's good. Rob and I are doing. Rob's starting to get subtle hand cues from me. That worked very well.
Yeah, the slashing motion was pretty subtle.
There you go.
But I picked up on it.
But on Your iPod Sucks, what we're going to do is involve the listeners and kind of work in the old game we used to play, which was whose iPod is it anyway?
You have to guess.
So when we go around the room, this is the way I see this happening, and feel free to, contribute your comments and your critiques, gentlemen, of this. So, you know, we can fine tune it like
exactly.
We did with Memory Game. What I envision happening is we go around the room. It's going to be a round table. Rob's got all the iPods up there. He's got Buzz's, Katie's, Mike's, Rob's, Joe's. They're all up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to just go randomly play them, you know, one at a time.
Willy-nilly.
Two things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Once he hits a selection, depending on who speaks up first.
Right.
We might just let it go.
Let it track just a
little. We might really just,
if you're digging on it.
Right.
Sure.
Everybody likes it. And if everybody's digging it, we let it go a little while.
I like that.
If anybody feels different.
Anybody at all.
You say stop and you make your case.
Okay.
As to why that iPod sucks.
You have to make a case. You can't just say stop. You got to make a case.
Now, before you launch into your case, we will take each individual. We'll take phone calls every time we play somebody's iPod selection.
Right.
Each phone call has to guess. Whose iPod is that?
Love that.
So the way it works, play the cut of the song. Mm-hmm. We've got somebody on the line. Mm-hmm. Somebody says, stop that after we dig whatever the tune is.
Right.
The caller says, I think that's Rob's iPod.
I like that.
Rob lets us know who it is. We say goodbye to the caller, maybe give him a nice little T-shirt. He goes on his way, and then we have the, let the games begin. Do you understand? Does that sound like it makes sense to you guys?
Everybody wins?
Everybody wins. Well, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That is the second thing I'd like to discuss today.
All right.
This is going to be a winning Wednesday.
Well, it's about time.
Now, I know what people say about the show.
Not an argument Wednesday?
You know what they say? No, it's not an argument Wednesday. That's not happening today.
Okay.
Even though I enjoy that, and it could happen at any moment
no,
on this
can't.
Program.
That's part
it can
of the fun.
Buzz. We're going to do Winning Wednesday as it is, and and we're going to give away a lot of stuff. As a matter of fact, we're going to give a whole bunch of stuff away today. For example, a copy of Mad Men Season 1 that's in stores now. You say that's a fantastic
show.
That
show was really, really well regarded.
That's in stores on now on DVD. The new season premiere is Sunday, July 27th at 10, only on AMC.
Like that
also,
show.
Also, we've got our T-shirts that are back in the prize closet, giving away a lot of those today.
T-shirts.
Tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Verizon Center, Monday, July 28th, featuring Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton, and more. Tickets to the Verizon Center, box office, and Ticketmaster. And a copy of Charlie Wilson's War, starring Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts, and we will have more tickets, I believe, to the AT&T Tiger Woods Golf Tournament. So that's all coming up on the show. We're going to be giving you a chance.
Ixnay on the Igerte, though, right?
Igerte will not be there, but the golf tournament's going on. And you know who's going to be there? I think I read today. Uh-huh. Rocco's going to be there.
Well, just as good.
Oh, excellent.
So that's cool. You know, Rocco's going to be there. And if you're a golf fan, it's going to be kind of nice weather to get out there and enjoy.
So what you're saying, what you've summarized here is this is Wednesday.
And I also, on Wednesday, I'm not going to stop
Wednesday.
There. Because, you know that on the Memory Game, for example, I offer
memory?
$100. It's the Memory Game, or How's Your Memory?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I offer $100 in cash.
Yes, you do.
And we had a very tough time getting anybody past the fifth level yesterday.
Yes.
Now, I wish to give away just a little cash today also. And you're saying, well, how are you going to do that? Some elaborate game? No, we're playing the iPod game.
Right.
Some lucky person during the show today will win a certain cash amount. However, starting today, very, very first part of the morning, I had my discussion with Ichabod. And she was lecturing me about the financial elements of this broadcast.
Sure.
You know, this is what, a little over 2 months old, this program that
yes,
we have.
Yes, it is. You spent like a teenager the way I hear it.
We would really like to thank the listeners
spent
here in Washington.
Like a teenager? That's, is that even a simile?
That's where it all comes from. The listeners here in Washington have been very supportive of the show. And we've been very successful in our early going, and it's better than going in the other direction.
Yes.
So we're happy about that. However, there are certain things that Beth Ann has enlightened me about, and one of them is the famous promotional budget.
Ah. Yes.
So the promotional budget.
So small.
Okay. I'm going to get to you in a second. This is exactly like I went through it on this morning at 9 o'clock on our conversation. Listen to me. On this morning. That's how much you've shaken me up today.
Well, it's not been the best day to have a conversation with Ichabod because she's out of her mind today.
Okay.
I find her charming.
Three separate people have agreed on this, okay? And thank you for your support, as always.
Sure.
Polly. I want to say that both Buzz and CK have approached me. Uh-huh. Rob said she's having a day. Out of nowhere. I didn't say a word to Rob before he said this to me. Yeah. Then CK says to me, she needs... volunteering, and I hadn't said two words to CK.
Yeah.
That came, and so it suddenly occurs to me that maybe it's not me.
But
Beth Ann is ramped up, and CK gets the award.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the award for identifying what it is.
Is that $500?
You have family coming into town, and you are all ramped up out of your mind because your mother's coming into town.
Three generations.
That's why. Three generations, and you're responsible. You're the cruise director.
I haven't laid eyes on them in 3 months.
And you're the cruise director for this holiday weekend, right?
No, I mean, I look forward to them coming.
You do. But you're all ramped up. I look forward to seeing my family. Doesn't mean I don't get a little stressed.
Listen to that voice go up when she says that. Yeah.
So
and
the morning starts.
True or false, Beth Ann, your mother and your grandmother are currently not speaking. Your mother and your daughter, sorry.
Yeah, they're not speaking.
Yeah, but no one knows why.
They had been in the car like 2 hours. My daughter's driving.
Listen to this. I get on the phone with Beth Ann at 9 o'clock this morning. And we do our little chat about what's on the show, what's going on, who's going to be here, what time is he going to be here, what are you wearing, what are you having for breakfast. And then it gets to this issue of money. And Beth Ann behaves like, I hope he's listening right now, one of my first general managers, a gentleman by the name of Sidney Abel. She actually did the Sid stammer when we started talking about money. I said, well, what if we gave away this? And she went, and it occurs to me that she has been given, just a minute, I will give you 10 hours to state your case. Just let me finish because I'm setting the table. She is chomping to talk about
Literally, she's chomping.
She has been given the details of the promotional budget, which she has not shared with me because that's kind of like, if you want to be connected, you will be connected.
Right.
The way I deal with money on this show, I said, Beth Ann, can we give away $50? Mm-hmm. Can we give away $25? Mm-hmm. Can we give away $100? Mm-hmm. And she'll say, yes, no, not right now. Why don't you give this away? That's how we kind of play it.
Right.
I don't look at the whole budget.
No.
And she does. She has this. And she is protecting this.
Mm-hmm.
She is protecting this like the guards that guarded the ancient pharaohs. She is protecting this with her life to the point where she stammers when the subject comes up.
Humana,
I said,
humana,
what about $1,000? And she went, had, like that.
I break out in hives.
So we're having this, and I said, what's the first thing I said to you this morning? I said, I've got things going on, and we have to have a quick meeting. And then we go into this, and the meeting lasts like a half an hour, where we're going,
arguing.
So I said, you know what we're going to do on the show today? I would like you to give me – you don't have to reveal, like, how much is left.
Okay.
But you can tell me on today's show, on Wednesday. You can tell me what, is there a cash amount that we can dole out today?
Yes. You have $128.04.
All right. Should I give it out in increments of, say, maybe $25 to four people, or should I give it, all to one person?
Well, you should find something that goes into it evenly. I believe it's divisible by four.
All right. Well, why don't you do that, Jackie? Why don't you divide it by four?
$3,201.
$3,201? Uh-huh. So we'll give four people.
You didn't think I'd do it.
We'll give four people. That'll fill your tank up one third.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
yes.
That's about a third a tank for an SUV.
That's right.
Sure.
And we'll give four people a chance to win that.
$32.01.
See? Why didn't we do that this morning?
But I want to make it real clear that when I play the memory game and I've got $100 to give away, I am hoping people win that, and we're giving that away if they win that. And the degree, and you started this crap yesterday, Burbank.
You don't want people to win.
I love people winning.
Any meat?
This baby's sure to kill something. Okay, now, everybody.
On the Mike O'Mara show signed on the air day one.
2.5 months ago.
That's 2.5 months.
Right. We have given away $6,372.
Whoa. Wow.
That's, I'm impressed.
Nice
That's
job, Rockefeller.
You know, I'm going to take back what I've said.
There you go.
I take it back.
And I'd like to add something.
Yes, go right ahead.
You're giving away too much.
If anything, you're too generous.
Well, no, I think that's, you know, we actually, I like to, you know what I like to give away better than anything? I mean, it's nice to have prizes, but I love giving away cash. And
sure, people love cash. People like it.
And that's why today we will be giving four people a chance to win.
$3,201.
I'll spring that on people during the iPod.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I think that's a, mm-hmm. a great idea. Yeah,
you know what? That's good for like 33 downloads on iTunes.
That's it's a nice way of a.
That's
hey,
a
look,
very nice
you know,
way of putting it.
Today, when you're watching stories in the morning on all the Starbucks
looking
that are
at your stories
that are closing and,
oh, right.
and the yeah. state of the economy, uh-huh. and really, the more I watch the morning news now, the more I realize we are in the land of total suck.
I got it. Oh, this is not a prize.
Stop watching.
This is a chance to win Mike O'Mara's economic stimulus.
That's the we're going to do.
I love
it.
That.
Well,
mm-hmm.
see, that's going to get in the way. You've got two messages now. We keep it Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Just Wednesday, and just write down the total so I know how much we're going to give away.
Okay.
But you're looking around at this economy, and it's just, why? Somebody explain this to me, because I'm not bright enough to understand it.
Right.
Why, when we're hearing about recession, and you're hearing about Starbucks closing,
uh-huh.
and you're hearing about every day oil prices are going up, every day the pump prices are going up,
right.
every day it seems we are sliding further and further into the world of suck,
okay.
and then today they came out, oh, and incidentally, by the way, interest rates on mortgages are going up. Hey, we just thought we'd throw that in uh-huh. there. You know, we realize that we're still foreclosing on houses,
right.
but, oh, incidentally, sorry about that. We're going to raise the interest rate.
Doesn't Alan Greenspan
what's
control that?
I think he's dead, Rob.
Bankers need to eat, too.
Oh, man. I
let them eat each other.
I am waiting to watch the morning news and wake up in the morning.
You've got
to
stop
or
that
hear
habit.
Your 6 o'clock news and hear something positive. Does anybody have anything economically positive right now? To offer at this table. Anything that is
economically
any
positive.
News that in any way shows light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not saying it's going to change things or there's going to be an overwhelming renaissance here, but I'm saying anything that changes anybody's mind.
Now's a good time to get a good price on an SUV.
But that's
yeah, no, I know.
That's see, that's
I'm,
not
I'm looking for a silver
but
lining.
See, saving
that's,
a lot
but
of
that's
money.
Not light at the end of the tunnel because nobody's going to do that.
I'm right, saving exactly. a lot of money by not drinking beer.
But that's you personally. And
well,
see,
that's really all that matters to me.
See, you know why you're making these little
jokes,
flip comments?
Because there really isn't
because
anything.
Because the fact is we are in the land of suck.
We're doomed.
Yeah. Oh,
we're
yeah.
all going to die.
That's right. How much do you, I mean, your family coming up from,
North Carolina.
Confederate land down
yes.
there. They're actually, they're spending a fortune to come up here,
yes.
right?
But they have a small car. It's a Versa.
Is it what's a Versa? Is that one of those like golf carts?
It's like the littlest
oh.
Nissan.
Oh, very nice.
Now,
yeah. okay.
Are they coming for a visit or are they coming to move in?
Why is everybody saying
for
they want to play? Oh, people want to play. Let me see if people already want to play the iPod.
I'm sure they do.
Is that what it is? Let me see.
Sure.
I'll put them on hold if that's the case. Ryan, do you want to play the iPod game? Is that what this is?
Yeah, it's Brian. I'm the same guy that agreed with you about that movie critic guy.
Oh, okay, very good. And he's going to be on today. He's going to actually.
And he's bringing his iPod.
Jim McCloud, is that his name?
That's right.
Go ahead, Brian.
If you guys need a face-off, I'm willing to come in next week if he sucks, and you can do a face-off between two movie guys because I know I could do better.
I think the process would be if it doesn't fly today, we would be auditioning other people, and you can line up for
all
that
right.
one, okay?
But you got it.
It's going to be great today.
Thanks for calling, Brian.
Send us a letter of intent.
You know, am I being negative? Do you think I'm
no,
being too negative?
No,
God,
I just
Mr.
Have faith.
Pollyanna,
no,
I think it's going to be great today. Yeah.
You just remember his latest at-bat. I remember his premiere, and I thought it was terrific, and I think he's going to be up to that or beyond today. That's my prediction.
Good. Excited for that. Let's go to Matt in Bowie, Maryland. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you? Hello, it's you. You're on. Matt. Matt, I hear Matt breathing.
Don't make us beg.
BJ in Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, boys and girls. How are we today?
We're doing excellent.
Great phone.
Sorry, it's a new earpiece.
Now, are you calling to play the iPod thing? Is that what you want to do?
I am. I'm going to win.
Okay. I'd like to urge everybody now after that.
Wednesday.
You know, if you want to do that, we'll let you know when that's coming up. And about 4 o'clock, we'll get started with that.
No earpieces.
4 o'clock Eastern time. Taylor, you have something positive to say about the economy.
Sacramento time.
Yes, I do. Actually, here in the beautiful Modesto, California.
Yes, sir.
You can totally score a bag of weed a lot cheaper these days.
There it is. Something
Price of weed down in Modesto.
Maybe that will actually bring the economy back into line here. We're not sure. Let's go to Nancy in Fairfax, Virginia. Hello, Nancy.
Yes, two words. Inflatable cars.
Amen. Well That's said. Positive thinking. Well, our listeners are delivering the goods.
Well yeah. said.
All right. Are you okay, Beth Ann?
Yes,
I just have to ask
I'm
that.
Okay.
Is everything fine with
I'm
you?
I'm ready for our break.
Everything's okay.
What?
You're not talking about the commercial break. You're talking about our break. Yeah, let's highlight that. Let's
oh,
spot.
No,
let's tell the world we're
wrong
doing
again.
That. Yeah, that's a great idea. No, I think we, you know, it's no secret. We will be taking
a long
short
weekend
holiday. Yeah, it's going to last about 10 days. And we're going to take a 10-day weekend, and we're going to come back after that and have great shows.
Yes.
And it's going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to
enjoy doggone it. Doggone it, we've earned it.
God. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You are talking about me losing my focus. Anyway, I want
to
talk about.
Are you going to kill any of the women in your family over the holiday, Beth Ann?
No. I'm just going to.
How long?
Leave
see,
the
she's just
right
she's
now.
Just going to get out of
yeah,
here because life sucks.
To.
Before you
no,
go, Icky, before you go, with three generations of McBrides in your
why
house.
Why are we calling her Ichabod?
You too? Started it.
Does Ichabod have anything to do with like miserliness or anything?
No.
It doesn't.
No, he was
Ichabod
a school
was a school teacher who was
Ebenezer.
Skinny and Ebenezer.
Yeah,
no, but Ebenezer's too.
Bob Cratchit. Bob Cratchit was the accountant.
No,
yeah,
Bob,
but
Bob Cratchit was not the tightwad.
Right.
It was Ebenezer.
But he was the accountant.
But somehow I like Ichabod.
But right. you understand
no,
the whole
I,
point
I,
is being, this
I,
is turning into
I do.
This is turning into Argument Wednesday.
No,
here.
It isn't.
No, Bob Cratchit was the wrong reference.
All How right. long when three generations of McBrides
Ichabod was perfect.
Sleep under one roof.
But who identified Ichabod as being incorrect, even though I said it the first time?
We all knew what you
I corrected
meant.
Myself, you
yes,
see.
Yes.
What
when,
wrong?
When three generations of McBride women sleep under one roof, and I'm guessing in one bed.
Yes.
How long before you all turn on each other and begin
do you argue?
Your own?
Does your family argue like we argue on the show?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I know
but
when
we love each other.
When my wife and her sister
that
and,
can't be said of this room
and her late mother would get together, it was about 3 days, and then
oh.
you didn't even want to be in the county.
They're already not speaking, and they've been in the car.
That's a blessing, that's
a,
right?
What did somebody say to me about like spending a whole one guy who was going to be surrounded by women? God, I can't remember who it is. And I said, "Oh my God! I just realized what I'm walking into. Mm-hmm. I will be flying up to my place with the rest of the family.
Right.
And incidentally, you want to have a house, you know, a vacation home.
Yes.
This is how I recommend doing it. All right. Own it with your sister and five of your cousins. That's a brilliant
piece
thing
of cake.
To do. Oh, it's absolutely smooth as silk. Smooth as silk. Never a bump in the road. But when I go up there, it will be me,
mm-hmm.
my two daughters, mm-hmm. my girlfriend,
Ooh.
My sister and my mother.
Lucky guy.
And I believe perhaps my niece. None of the males are arriving, I think, until the 4th
None
of July.
Them?
So I will have the
Good
24
luck.
Hour period with. Where's Mike? I don't know. I don't know.
Have you looked
what do you want to do? Are we going to get the flour? Are we going to get pancakes? Are we going to hot dog sandwich? I don't know. Where's Mike? Oh, no. He's upstairs.
Have you looked into buying out the interest of your cousins in the place?
No, can't do that.
I bet you could.
No way.
Money talks.
No.
BS walk.
Yeah. Hostile takeover.
Right. It's not just
a hostile.
Not going to happen. I just wish it would, you know, you could get seven people, it would seem, if you got everybody together, it would be, and I probably shouldn't be talking about this. Is your beagle a male?
Yeah.
Joe said I can take his beagle, so
Chip.
So we'll have one penis
Chip
in the
beagle.
In the room. So that's
well, two actually.
I'll be surrounded by women. Who the hell did I talk to that said they were going through the exact same thing?
Huh.
I don't remember.
Was it the
might have been Michael Hughes who took his vacation last week
uh-huh.
and it was
to a convent.
It was just all women. I guess he's got a couple of daughters as well, and mm-hmm. it was his wife.
Sure,
and, you know, women.
He
women,
has no
women.
Son.
What's I don't know.
Who will carry
Stop
on
it.
The name?
Just lay off today, just for a second.
Just
it
having,
makes me uncomfortable,
just
okay?
Just having fun.
I mean, it's not the old administration, okay? We don't have the no-cut contracts anymore, remember? All right? There's a little bigger stick up in that office. I want to point that out to you, okay? And that stick might just come down on my ass one day. And I'd like to keep that stick away from my ass as long as possible.
I'd never been to a family function, so I don't
just
know.
Just how you've been, oh, I'm going to kill you. I swear.
You are a naughty little boy.
He is. And Rob is. And now, Rob, I realize Beth Ann has the family coming into town. She's uh-huh. having some sort of day.
Right.
I might be a little uptight for the exact same reason.
Right.
Rob gets the, what, is it the 24-hour or the 48-hour pad? 72 hours?
All day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and probably most of Sunday. So close to 96 hours.
Oh, wow. My God.
Free by yourself?
Free,
no.
Without
no.
his bride.
Oh. I'll be taking the kids to visit my father and his bride in uh-huh. the southern portion of this great old dominion.
I'm so glad you're happy, but I have to interrupt you for a second because yes. we've got a call for you.
Oh, good.
And you know why I'm smiling.
Why?
Tom, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you, Tom?
I would like Rob to think again about his math equation. I do believe he's wrong. He said we had 3201.
Yeah, and we had 128.04 to give away, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, that's incorrect.
What's 32 plus 32?
64.
Plus 32.
Taking him the long way.
96.
Plus 32.
126.
You're a retard.
Wow.
I got a whole list of things you can come down here and lick, okay?
Hey, Rob, you want to go or what?
Yeah, I want to go with you.
He's gone, Rob. He's gone.
My math was dead sound.
Let's talk to an ace. You want to talk to a guy named Ace? I like guys named Ace.
And you know what's
Ace.
Awesome?
What's that?
You were so excited.
I was.
And he was wrong.
He was wrong. And you see how depressed I am now?
Yeah.
Ace, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Ace?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Ace?
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What can we do for you?
I had a question about the Your iPod Sucks game. So if we win a T-shirt, is Joe going to put us on hold and then hang up on us so we don't get our damn T-shirt?
Oh, now come on! That just happened to you once, Ace. Now really, now you know. No, seriously, Ace. I know he hung up on you at one. He hung up on you one time. But tell me one other time you've had a problem. Tell me if you've ever had another problem about this on the show.
With him.
Oops. You know what that made me think of? I hadn't thought of in a long time.
What's that?
When I was a little kid, and if I did something really stupid, my father would call me Ace. Way to go, Ace.
Hey, Ace. That's like Slick
or
Missy for a girl.
Chief.
You know what? The hard times the other night when we were up there, I believe, our waitress's name was Missy.
Oh, no.
That's a difficult name for a waitress. Excuse me. I didn't order this, Missy.
Missy? Yeah.
It comes out condescendingly.
I seriously would go up there to eat just to deal with her as a waitress.
Just so you could say.
With strangers that I have, and I'm sorry. And just sit there, and because they don't wear name tags up there, and just order some fries, and I'll say, excuse me, these are not the best fries I've ever had, Missy. And she'd walk away and go, sorry, sir, and like maybe bring me, and like we'd orchestrate a whole thing.
Right.
And then, you know, excuse me, could I get maybe a full pour next time? Missy.
Her name is short for mistake.
No, that's terrible. Now, I'm trying to endure. What's wrong with you today? What is wrong with you today? My God. Where is it?
You are a naughty little boy.
Or Melissa.
Swear to God.
I'm thinking Melissa.
I'm going to put him in his car seat today. Let's go to Mike.
Can you imagine the size of that car seat?
Somewhere in California with the beer holders in it. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You're the last call. We got to take a break. What can we do for you, Mike?
How's it going, Mike? Love the show, man.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, I've got to say, on the old show when you guys were playing Whose iPod Is It Anywho?
Yes, sir.
I was actually a winner, got put on hold, supposed to get $100, and hung up on.
Oh, is this Mike from California?
Yes.
Okay, now exactly when was that? Do you remember, like, what was that towards the end of the week?
Need a date.
No, I mean, really, when? No, tell us. No, I'm not screwing you. When did that really happen?
It
Hey, nice going, Ace.
Yeah, nice job. All right. Beth Ann, you've been conspicuously silent ever since you talked about our break.
Well.
I give up. Wow. I give up. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we go to break for commercial?
I love you.
Wow. That's good. She's good.
Oh, my God.
And see, I give Mike it, does.
How much? Oh, wait, here's the point. You might think we don't like to have winners on the show. How much have we given away since we've been,
doing this
little thing?
Since April 14th.
That's when we started. God, well, I didn't get to the dream I had last night about Beth Ann calling me and telling me to fire Katie.
What?
Yes, very strange time. We'll talk to Katie about that as well. But iPod game, also Dick Morris, who has written the book, Fleeced, How Barack Obama, Media Mockery of Terrorist Threats, Liberals Who Want to Kill Talk Radio, The Do-Nothing Congress, and you actually did the abbreviated version of it, so it's not the full title of the book. So that was what I was looking for. The full. See it.
It goes on after companies.
Yes, it does. Believe it or not,
on Amazon.com. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, no, if you look, it's got the full title down and companies that are doing something. So
I'll
just think
it.
It'd probably be a good idea to give them the full title. That's what I was looking for.
I love you.
Anyway, Dick Morris is going to be on the show, and he's a very controversial figure, obviously, has a lot to say about politics. And I'm not really sure, when I read everything that he's written recently, even though he's got the book that would, on the surface, appear to be an anti-Obama book, kind of difficult to read the guy. He goes, you know, attacks either side sometimes equally.
Find out where he is.
And I'd like to know what he has to say, so we'll come back and do that. And lots more fun and more thrills when we return.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.